Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is February 25th, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Acuriteco, PPRO, RBK Money, Benupay team up for full-cycle payment consulting services. Easy Travel joins Amadeus NDC X to spearhead innovation with NDC-enabled API. Afterpay, Stripe partner to offer BNPL service for merchants. Vantic, MasterCard launched a debit card for retirement savings in Germany. Nets integrate PayPal into e-commerce checkouts. Spain-based company Wallapop raises €157 million for its classifieds marketplace. STC Bahrain, AFS partner to launch POS solution for retail SMEs. Digital wallets eclipse cash globally at POS for first time during pandemic, FIS study finds. Now let's get started. Acuriteco, PPRO, RBK Money, Benupay team up for full cycle payment consulting services. The Netherlands-based white-label payment software provider Acuriteco has revealed its partnership with PPRO, RBK, Money, and Benupay. The aim of this collaboration is to offer Acuriteco's clients a connection to local payment methods, as well as a full-cycle payment consulting for merchants at different stages of business development. The company's integration with PPRO will allow the users of the system to reach out to customers from new regions by offering them preferred local payment methods. With RBK Money, the white label payment system is now a go-to solution for merchants selling to or targeting the CIS region. The Benupay integration is meant to help the merchants expand their alternative payment methods list. Easy Travel joins Amadeus NDC X to spearhead innovation with NDC-enabled API. Easy Travel, Taiwan's leading online travel agency, OTA, has announced implementing the Amadeus Travel API. According to the press release, this NDC-enabled solution gives OTAs in Asia-Pacific and across the world access to new content and fares from airlines via NDC connectivity. NDC is modernizing retailing, but it requires the right technical infrastructure. This is why Easy Travel chose Amadeus NDC X as its partner to help implement and power the new standard. Furthermore, Easy Travel customers will be empowered to shop, order, and pay for flights and related services, and to add ancillaries and services to the booking, using the NDC standard. Besides, Amadeus NDC-enabled Travel API, an API which integrates with travel agencies' existing systems and allows them to build their own customized travel booking applications, is being rolled out globally. Afterpay, Stripe partner to offer BNPL service for merchants. Afterpay has announced a partnership with Stripe to offer Afterpay's Buy Now Pay Later service to Stripe merchants. The partnership allows both new and existing Stripe merchants to offer Afterpay, giving shoppers the ability to pay for items in 4 installments. Stripe merchants in the US, UK, Australia, and New Zealand can now integrate Afterpay. Canadian merchants will soon be able to integrate Afterpay as well. According to the press release, the two companies are also extending the payment service to e-commerce platforms, with the website building platform Squarespace being the first to leverage the partnership and offer Afterpay to its customers. Squarespace offers the combined integration of Stripe and Afterpay to their e-commerce customers in the US, Australia, and New Zealand. The feature will soon be made available to Canadian customers too. Vantic, MasterCard launched a debit card for retirement savings in Germany. The Germany-based PensionTech Vantic and MasterCard have announced a partnership to release a new debit card in order to facilitate saving for retirement. For this release, Vantic and MasterCard have partnered with the banking-as-a-service platform Vodeno. The cooperation has resulted in a free debit MasterCard with long-term savings that will be available as of April 2021. Users to wish to use this new debit card can join a waiting list to receive the Vantic card in advance. The users of the Vantic card receive 1% cashback on every purchase, which is automatically invested into a sustainable pension fund. The Vantic card can be connected to any favored bank account, and also supports Apple Pay and Google Pay. Vodeno offers a banking-as-a-service platform that delivers financial services for banks, lenders, and merchants. Vantic aims to simplify pension savings through a debit MasterCard which allows cashback from Vantic card payments to go directly into a pension portfolio. Nets integrates PayPal into e-commerce checkouts. Europe-based payment services provider Nets has integrated PayPal as a payment option for its merchants in the Nordics. According to the press release, Nets customers in Denmark, Finland, Norway, and Sweden will find PayPal available on Nets e-commerce platform, Easy, along with cards and local payment options for SMBs. Nordic merchants, particularly those with an international customer base, will benefit from a broader range of payment alternatives. PayPal is one of the strongest online payment brands in the world, with more than 370 million active accounts globally. Nets already offers the payment option in Germany, and its agreement with PayPal enables it to provide the payment method, integrated into Nets online payment checkout, in local currencies. The initiative comes as the payment methods used by consumers online differ from country to country, and they always expect to be able to pay using their preferred payment brand. According to e-commerce surveys from Nets, one of the most common reasons for consumers failing to complete online purchases is that their preferred payment method is not available. Spain-based company Wallapop raises €157 million for its classifieds marketplace. Wallapop, a Spain-based virtual marketplace that lets people resell their used items, has raised €157 million. According to TechCrunch, the company has confirmed that the funding is coming at a valuation of €690 million, and is being led by Corellia Capital, with Excel, Insight Partners, 14W, GP Bullhound, and Northzone also participating. Moreover, the startup has also been building out shipping services, called Envios, to enable users to get the items they are selling to buyers, which has expanded the range from local sales to those that can be made across the country. Overall, Wallapop's growth in 2020 is the result of some specific trends in the market that were in part fueled by the COVID-19 pandemic, and all of them have helped build up a profile for the company as a kind of upscale, virtual car boot sale or flea market, TechCrunch reported. However, Wallapop has focused mainly on growing in Spain rather than running after business further afield, and instead of growing the range of goods that it might sell on its platform, it doesn't sell food, and doesn't work with retailers in an Amazon-style marketplace. It aims to improve the experience that it does offer to users. STC Bahrain, AFS partner to launch POS solution for retail SMEs. Telecom operator STC Bahrain and Arab Financial Services AFS, a Bahrain-based digital payments and financial technology solutions provider, have partnered to launch a POS solution for retail SMEs. According to the press release, STC Bahrain will leverage AFS payments tools to roll out the all-in-one integrated STC Tajer POS solution for retail businesses and SMEs. Powered by AFS, the STC Tajer POS solution enables merchants to process payments, print receipts, accept online orders, manage point-of-sale application, delivery, and e-wallets. AFS is set to offer STC Pay acceptance across their network of Android-based, integrated POS terminals, expanding the STC Pay network. Merchants will be able to accept QR contactless payments and will be added to the STC Pay portfolio. With a VAT-enabled integrated payment solution developed by AFS, STC Bahrain will be supporting retail companies, including pharmacies, restaurants, cafes, salons, and gyms, among others. Digital wallets eclipse cash globally at POS for first time during pandemic, FIS study finds. Global consumers made increasing use of mobile wallets and other alternative payment methods in 2020 during the pandemic, a new report released by FIS has revealed. According to the press release, the annual Global Payments Report by WorldPay from FIS examines current and future payment trends across 41 countries. Findings from the 2021 report show that lockdowns, shelter-in-place orders, and personal safety measures during the global health crisis accelerated the shift toward digital payment methods in every area of consumer spending. Furthermore, regarding in-store payment trends, the FIS report found, globally, use of mobile wallets exceeded cash for the first time for in-store payments. Cash usage dropped 10 percentage points in 2020 to account for just one-fifth of all face-to-face payments worldwide. Use of cash for in-store payments fell by half or more in Canada, the UK, France, Norway, Sweden, and Australia. Cash payments in the US made up $1 trillion US of in-store payments in 2020, down from $1.4 trillion US in 2019. The Asia-Pacific region continues to lead in the use of mobile wallets at point of sale, with about 40% of in-store payments in that region now being done through contactless payments. However, use of mobile wallets accelerated across all regions in 2020 and now accounts for about 10% of payment methods in North America, 8% in Middle East Africa, 7% in Europe, and 6% in Latin America. The report projects that by 2024, cash will account for less than 10% of in-store payments in the US and just 13% of payments worldwide. Over that same time period, the report projects digital wallet payments to account for more than a third, 33%, of all in-store payments, 16% in the US. Some e-commerce trends the report mentions. Total e-commerce spending grew globally 19% last year to US$4.6 trillion in value. That growth was the highest in the past 5 years and represented 2 to 3 years of typical acceleration in a single year. Analysis shows global e-commerce spending could grow to US$7.3 trillion by 2024. Globally, usage of digital wallet-based transactions in 2020 grew 7%. By 2024, the report projects that digital wallets will account for more than half of all e-commerce payments worldwide. The report shows that the adoption of buy now pay later transaction methods continues to rise rapidly in Europe and North America and is expected to double by 2024. Conversely, usage of traditional payment methods such as cards and cash on delivery are quickly losing share and expected to account for less than 40% of e-commerce transaction payment methods by 2024. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.